This is your Classic It's Breakfast with Jordan Curtis, and we've got some racing to look forward to this weekend, even if community sport isn't given the go-ahead yet. I'm sure we've still got some horse races around the country to look forward to. I'm joined this morning by John. Let's have you this morning, John.
Yeah, I'm good, thanks, Jordan. Just mentioning that, Sojourner races are off on the 5th. So
yes.
We were hoping to get them through, but they will be going on the 16th of January, and there is, at the moment, the allowance for people on track, crowd-wise, is 1,000 people. So we usually get about 800, 900 there, so we're pretty safe in that area. But Sojourner in January, and it'll be a big day.
It's just as well, it could get rescheduled, so that's good.
Yes, well, that's the thing is, and we hope we don't lose it, but because it's a great couple of days over there, and everybody enjoys themselves. And as you know, with those seaside towns that run racing, that's just the atmosphere, isn't it? Because you've got the water one side and you've got the racetrack the other, more or less. And you can really go in 3 or 4 days, you can just really relax.
For sure. So what have we been looking at this week, John?
Well, I think it was very sad, you know, the news with Diego Maradona. You know, last year I was fortunate enough to go to Japan to see the Japan Cup, and on the way over there was a movie on about Madonna's Diego Maradona's life, his story, and I would really recommend to people to get the DVD. It is one of the best stories that I've ever read in my life, because you know it's true. Most of the other stuff we get, we'll look at the TV lately. I don't even put the TV on for the junk that's on there. But it's a fantastic story. I thought they asked him what he'd like put on his tombstone, and he said, I'd like the 4 words, thanks to the ball. And when you think of it, people would say, oh, what do you mean thanks to the ball? Well, it was the ball that made his life, made him famous. It was him. I don't think there'll ever be another. After seeing the film, I think there'll only ever be one Diego Maradona. I know there's some great soccer players, and it's arguably he was the best, but what I've seen, I would say he will be number one with me, number one.
Yeah, it's a pretty succinct quote, and, you know, like you said, he made his name in soccer, and he's got a lot to thank the game for.
Yes, yeah, yeah. And we do criticise people outside the game too, because he gets a lot of criticism to that, but I can't ever think of him outside of the game, anything that he did that he hurt people.
What was that?
Anything he did outside of the game, as I said, he had a history of, you know, different things outside of the game, his lifestyle, but he never ever hurt anybody, did he?
No. No.
So you've got to take your hat off to the guy, you know. Diego Maradona, because he was, I think he's someone that, you know, we should really, really look up to. Now, an interesting one I thought this week, Jordan, was the 6 Pakistani cricketers tested positive for COVID in New Zealand.
Oh, really?
Yeah, yesterday. Yeah. So what's that going to do for us?
Yeah, it's the coronavirus. We can try and live our lives as much as we can, but it's never gone, and it will always pop up in some form. Like, as we know, in South Australia, we had our own outbreak recently, or still have it. So, never truly gone.
No, it's never truly gone. Now, tell me, on the 5th of December, for Will Melissa, is that still going ahead, or is that just up in the air at the moment, up at the Port Augusta for the fundraising game, football match?
Got to say, I'm not too sure, because, you know, we're expecting restrictions to ease on the 1st, which means community sport should be okay to go by then, but it's one of those things, who knows until the government makes up their mind.
Now, tell me, I know how the government can make a lot of money, and see if you agree with me on this. What we have to do, we have to register every biochemist in South Australia, because there's so many out there that know what they would have done.
We can ship them all overseas.
Oh, look, some of these people that write into the paper, I've got a little quote here from my chiropractor the other day. It says, your brain is sometimes more active when you're asleep than when you're awake. And I tell you what, I reckon some of these people that write into the paper, well, I don't know whether they've got a brain, but honestly, you know, some of the things, I think that Stephen Marshall and Nicholas Spurrier and Grant Stevens have done a fantastic job. And I think if you ask, and I know people that are Labor voters, they're not Liberal voters, and yet they said that these three have done a magnificent job. And I think they have too, because would you like that job 24/7 and you're on call? And some of the questions that those, well, you know what my respect for journalists is, some of those questions they ask, I mean, you wouldn't ask them in grade three, but I think they've done a fantastic job. And I think you'll find most people do agree with that.
Yeah, there was one journalist who, in the press conference, asked, oh, does this mean Christmas is cancelled? It's like, come on, man, there's better questions than that. What are you doing?
you know, George, honestly, I mean, we had terrific journalists years ago, you know, but I don't know, now I think that someone's walking past the building, they give him a pencil, like you said about that guy the other day, they give him a pencil and paper and just took him into an office. And I think you're right there. I think that's a good quote. We'll get on to a bit of racing in a moment, but also there was there was something else I wanted to just mention too. It was about the Premier Stephen Marshall. Someone said Premier Stephen Marshall should call off the Dogs in his pursuit of the Spanish worker. You know, the one that told the lies and put us into lockdown. He should put the leash back on and focus on the barking, obviously within his own bound. But what are we going to do to that guy? We're going to just say, see you later?
Well, I mean,
it cost us millions.
His visa is due up in December, and whether he deserves to stay or not, I've gonna guess they're not going to renew his visa after this. So they're probably going to send him home. Which is probably unfortunate for him, but you know,
it is. Well, he can't say that he didn't know about it because it was in every paper and it was on every media release about our virus and to go and get tested. Look at the other people, how many thousands went and got tested and he just didn't bother. And thousands did. They went out of their way, they waited for 8 and 10 hours to be tested and he couldn't be bothered. That's my thoughts on him anyway. So, but my thoughts on him aren't any good anyway, so we'll leave it at that. Hey, I'll tell you something that I read. And it's funny, Jordan, because I was reading these little quotes that Mike chiropractor gave me the other day, and he said, and I want this one, but I want to be able to direct where it happens. It says, you lose about 4 kilos of skin cells every year. Now, I would like that around the middle.
Just specifically losing skin around the middle. Yeah, unfortunately, though, your skin, you know, you may lose however many kilos of it, but it's there again. It just grows back so quickly.
But I wouldn't mind losing it for a while. 4 kilos around the middle would be good, I reckon. Anyway, we'll have a look at the races and see if we can get a few winners here for us and make us happy. But we've had our grizzle this morning, so that's got that off our mind, hasn't it?
Yeah.
We'll go to Moorfield first, and horse in race one. I like number one horse called Golf of the Tours. He's in Melbourne, this horse, but look, I think he'll come here because he's drawn very badly at Moonee Valley. It's about $2.30. Race one, number one at Moorfield. Race two, I like number five, a horse called Hester Lee La Fiorente. It's about $6 chance. Race three, I like number one, LA Bloom. LA Bloom's about it's short price, it's $2.25. Race four, I like number seven, Pearl Band, it's about $4. Race five, I like number eight, Back Pocket, he's $8. Race six, number 12, Four of a Kind, is about $5. Race seven, I like number five, Too Good, Too Hard. He's about $4. This one was very unlucky the other day. Race eight, I don't know if you play golf or not, but this is an omen bet for golf, Jordan. Race eight, number nine, Stan Caddy. He's about $8. Race nine, number one, Tully's Gold. I like that. That's in Adelaide. Over to Melbourne. In race one, I like number five, Seb Song, to be ridden by Jamie Carr. Race two, I like number 13, Each Way, a horse called The Globe. Brazen Boy, unraced, is trained by Philip Stokes. It'll be a hot favourite. But if I'm going to go for number 13, The Globe, at about $8 each way. Race three, number one, I like Ocean's 13. Look, it's a pretty smart horse, this horse from the Mar and Eustace stable. Number one, race three, $4 about. Race four, I'm hoping Jeff Searle from down at Bordertown can win a race in Melbourne tomorrow. Race four, number three, Wings of Pastrami is about $5. Race five, number four, Deep Speed, $3. Race six, number two, The Commoner, is about $14, this horse. Been running well, this horse. In race seven, number four, Winning Partner, $7 chance. Race eight, number five, Presado, another Jamie Carr ride, about $5. And race 9, number 6, a horse called Overkill, about $4. Jordan, I'll just nick through them very quickly. Morphe, race 1, number 1, race 2, number 5, race 3, number 1, race 4, number 7, race 5, number 8, race 6, number 12, race 7, number 5, race 8, number 9, race 9, number 1. Then we shoot over to the Valley. Race 1, number 5, race 2, number 13, race 3, number 1, race 10, 4, number 3, race 5, number 4, race 6, number 2, race 7, number 4, race 8, number 5, and race 9, number 6. So that's how I see them tomorrow. There's a little bit of value in some of them there, Jordan, but last week we were lucky. We got one that I liked for second choice, got up about $12, and the horse that won the last was about $6. So we didn't do much damage last week. So hopefully tomorrow we can pack our bags and take a trip around the world with the money we win.
I mean, one day.
One day, if we save up enough.
Yeah, I mean, yep. I'm saving up enough for world travel with this virus because I can't go anywhere else at the moment.
Well, isn't it strange at the moment, though, Jordan? You know, a lot of people that travel, and I talk to a lot of people that have travelled, but people are very, very wary of ever going on a cruise again.
Yeah,
very wary, aren't they, really? And, oh, I mean, we just have to see what happens. Just have to see what happens here.
Yeah, once the vaccine's in place. John, thank you so much for your time today.
Okay, Jordan, and I'll speak to you next week.
Will do. That was John Letts, my horse racing expert on your Classic It's Breakfast.